Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I can see you dancing. I can see you dancing as you're driving. I can see you dancing in your office. I can see you dancing at home. Just to a good morning and good morning to you. That is Mandisa, the late Mandisa featuring Toby Mac. Good morning. Family, Radio Pulpit has been a beacon of hope across South Africa for more than 40 years. In an exciting development for the Garden Route, Radio Pulpit has expanded its reach to this region. And whether you listen on your smartphone, computer or television, we want you to make it easy than ever to access the good news on the go. It's time to tell your friends and family in the Garden Route and the rest of the Cape to listen to Radio Pulpit wherever they are. Although listeners in the Garden Route will not be able to tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM on medium wave, they can now listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media. Download our app and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion from Gauteng to the Cape.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
It is 657 AM. Hello, good morning. It is just for you with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng. I'm now joined by Pastor Kidiboni Shabalala Muruti. How are you?
Wow. Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored, Simonis.
Yeah, I can see that you're tempted to sing the song, Good Morning, as well. I can hear that. No, man, the spirit wants to sing. Yeah, Muruti, a busy year it was for you and your learners. A busy year it has been. Now it has come to a closing. How does it feel?
Yo, I'm so excited. You know, this year for me, it was a very short year because of work. But, you know, working with children, for me, it's an opportunity. Yes, of course, there are challenges to raise those teenagers. It is a challenging. But, you know, you're not alone. You have to trust God because God has entrusted me with their life. So to me, it's an honor, it's an opportunity that God has seen, has chosen me to say, Wena, we are going to be in the classroom and I trust you with these precious souls. No matter what is happening, whatever is happening, I'm with you. I trust you and I know that you'll do it because you are not alone.
Wow. And that is exactly what we are saying to the family today, this morning, that you are not alone. Situations, circumstances, things sometimes, even people sometimes make us feel that we are alone. Some even depart from us. We don't understand. They are still alive. They are there, but they're not there. So sometimes we wonder. But we are saying to the family, you're not alone this morning.
Yes, you're not alone. Like Swangile Mufukeng has just said, maybe you've been going through some challenges in your life, your personal challenges, maybe at home, maybe at work, wherever. But as long as you're a child of God, you must know that you are not alone. You have a true and an honest friend. His name is the Holy Spirit. So before I start, I would like to start with a prayer, just a short prayer for me.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, I thank you. You have given us a gift, the best gift, who is the Holy Spirit himself. Holy Spirit, I yield to you this morning. I'm decreasing. Maybe you is increasing in my life. May the word of God that is sharper than two-edged sword may it reach everyone who's listening this morning. And may you help us in everything in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
And amen.
Amen. Yes, the topic I'm going to talk about this morning is You're Not Alone, taken from John 14, verse 15. I will use the version, TPT version. verse 15 says, loving me empowers you to obey my commands. This is Jesus on the microphone here. And then verse 16 to 17, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend, just like me. And he will never leave you. The world won't receive him because they can't see him or know him. But you know him intimately because he remains with you and will live inside you. So I'll skip some and I'll go to verse 23. Jesus replied, he was replying, Thomas, loving me empowers you to obey my word. And my Father will love you, and my Father will love you so deeply that we will come to you and make our dwelling place. Jesus here was talking about the Holy Spirit, who is God himself. You know, this is an honor. It's a mystery to me, because if you read the word, the Bible, in the Old Testament, they didn't have this chance of going exactly, not direct access to God. They had to via somebody else. But praise be to God, you know, because of Jesus, that barrier, that curtain has been torn apart so that me and you, we can go to him directly. So the word of God here from verse, is verse, I was reading from verse 15, 16, and 17. It talks about between 16 and 17, I will give you another Savior. The word another means of the same kind. It's not a different. The very same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same Holy Spirit. So that another means of the same kind. There's no difference. As Jesus is the Savior from the guilt of sin, when we receive Jesus, he saves us from the guilt of sin. Now, the Holy Spirit is the Savior who saves us from the power of sin, by living through us in fullness, meaning that he resides, he indwells us, he's with us always. Like we, there's a chorus that we sing, a Zulu chorus that says, "Sihamba naye," we walk with him, "Sihlala naye," we stay with him, "Silala naye," we sleep, he's there 24/7, right inside of us. So the word Savior, it means, again, the defense attorney, the one called to stand next to you as a helper. If you need help, you just say, Holy Spirit, I need help. Just be specific. And the role of the Holy Spirit is to protect, is to defend and save us from ourselves, because our minds, you know, we are born into sin, and therefore our minds will always keep on telling us some stuff. Why this is happening to me? Why is God not seeing what I'm going through? Oh, God does not love me again. No, that's wrong. So the Holy Spirit defend and save us from ourselves and our enemies, and also keep us whole and healed. And again, he is a divine encourager. Again, he's the one who guides and defends. He also comforts us. Sibongile earlier on was speaking about some challenges. He comforts if you have lost someone. Just go to him and say, you know, I'm not okay, Holy Spirit. I need your comfort. I need your hug. And he also consoles us. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ, our Savior. Again, the Holy Spirit comes to end the work of the cross, which is the curse of sin in our lives, and to save us from its very effect. So you are saved. You are not alone. Yeah. He's there. If you need an attorney, he's there. If you need a helper, he's there. If you need an encourager, he's there. Yours is just to be specific and saying, I need an encouragement from you. I'm going through 1, 2, and 3. I'm going through, you know, he's there. When Jesus said, I will leave you with, I will give you another savior, it's God himself living inside of us, you know, with us 24/7, like I said. Then 14, when you go to verse 23, the love of Christ is proven. And sorry, let me read 23. Jesus replied, the one that I said, Thomas, he was replying, Thomas, when he said, can you show us the Father? He said, oh, I've been with you. I am. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
Mm.
So Jesus replied, said, loving me empowers you. We need to love God. The more we love God, we are empowered. The Holy Spirit will also empower us. You will obey my word, and my Father will love you. And my Father will love you so deeply, not just in so deeply, that we will, it's in a plural form, God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit will come to you and make our dwelling place. You become the tabernacle of God. In the Old Testament, the tabernacle was carried only by the high priest and the lineage of the high priest, and they will carry it. Now you don't have to carry it. You are chosen. You are of royal priesthood. He lives inside of you, and now he lives, he's there inside of you for whatever you need. He's available now. The verse 23, it means the love for Christ is proven and demonstrated by our obedience to all that he says. We have to read the word of God and ask the Holy Spirit to remind us the word of God and ask him. Because we keep on falling, you know, don't judge yourself. Immediately, when you realize that you have done something, repent immediately and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Verse 26 says, but when the Father sends the Spirit of holiness, that is the Holy Spirit, the one like me, like Jesus, who sets you free, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will inspire you to remember every word that I have told you. In other words, that freedom sets you free. It means the Redeemer from the curse. We can study the word of God and say, Holy Spirit, I'm reading the book of John. Help me to understand and help me to remember. You keep the word of God inside of you where the Holy Spirit indwells you, and he will remind you. Now let's go to 16 verse 13. But when the truth giving spirit comes, he will unveil the reality of every truth. He will disclose within you. He won't speak on his own, but only what he hears from the Father, and he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. And then if you look at verse 13, going back to 13, it talks about the spirit of truth, meaning it's the reality, not doctrine. It's reality. Because it is in the application of truth that matters. If you apply the truth, not just a superficial knowledge, you have to believe. You have to believe the word of God and apply through the help of the Holy Spirit. So, verse 14, he will glorify me on the earth, for he will receive from me what is mine and reveal it to you. Meaning that whatever is from Jesus, exactly the Holy Spirit will reveal what is in Jesus. And is mine there means and reveal it to you. Sorry, he plants what is mine and shows it to you directly. So you're not alone. Let us not use, Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Our understanding is limited. So in closing, Remember, we're living in the last days where there's a lot of distortion of the word of God.
Mm.
But the book of Joshua 1 verse 8 NLT says, study this book of instruction. Keep on reading. Read the word of God.
Mm.
Invest in the word of God. Study the book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night. So you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Do you want to prosper? Do you want to succeed? We find prosperity and to succeed when we meditate, when you take the book of the law, the book of instruction, meditating on it day and night, then that's when then we will succeed and have prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And Proverbs 4 verse 20-23 TPT version, listen carefully, my dear child, to everything I teach you and pay attention to all that I have to say. Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit.
Mm.
Then as you unwrap or it will reveal my words, they will impact true life. They will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of your being. So the Holy Spirit is there. Ask is just to study the word, believe the word of God, you know. And how do you believe? You read yourself. Yourself, you study the word of God. You go to the Holy Spirit. You communicate with the Holy Spirit. He is our friend. He's a divine encourager. He is God himself living inside of us. Then the word of God will be revealed into us and into our spirit, and it will impart true life and radiant health into the very core of our being.
Mm-hmm.
You are not alone. Even this festive season, trust in the Lord. Do not lean on your own understanding. Lean on Jesus. He's everything. Lean on the Holy Spirit. He's there. He's waiting. Amen.
And
we thank
amen.
God for the word of God. Amen.
Before we can pray for the body of Christ, let me do this, and then we are coming back with you, Muruti.
Hallelujah.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
We can't wait to meet you on Friday at Petroport. And do come out. Greet us on your way to your holiday as well. Come pray together with us. The time now, 25 minutes just before 10. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng on Just For You with you up until 11 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Kidibone Shabalala. And the word for today says, you are not alone. So Muruti, it's a lie from the enemy. When one feels that I am alone, it's a lie from the enemy that desires to shift us and shift our concentration and focus on the Lord, ne? Muruti Miriam? Muruti Kirimon? Okay. I'm not quite sure what's happening right there. We will try to reconnect with her. Radio Pulpit has been a beacon of hope across South Africa for more than 40 years. In an exciting development for the Garden Route, Radio Pulpit has expanded its reach to this region. Whether you listen on your smartphone, computer, or television, we want to make it easier than ever to access the good news on the go. It's time to tell your friends and family in the Garden Route and the rest of the Cape to listen to Radio Pulpit wherever they are. Although listeners in the Garden Route will not be able to tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM on medium wave, they can now listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcast. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion from Gauteng to the Cape.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM. This is where you are at, and hello to family tuned in via DSTV as well on 882, on OpenView on 607. Those who are listening to us via radiopulpit.co.za, those who are listening to us via the app, hello, good morning. And hello to family members who are also following us live on Facebook. Thank you so much for the love. We love you back. We love you back. And I'm not quite sure I'm unable to reach Muruti, but we thank God for the word. The word that reminds us that our Lord Holy Spirit is our Savior, and He is another Savior. He is our helper, our protector, our defender. He even protects us from ourselves. That's just amazing. From ourselves, we are people who self-inflict, like we would inflict pain on ourselves, self-inflicting pain. Yeah. So we find ourselves hurting ourselves. We are very hard to please when it comes to pleasing oneself. And we are very strict and very hard on ourselves. But the Lord Holy Spirit is there to remind us that, hey, you are human and you are on this earth and you will make mistakes and you will do wrong. But I'm here to help you. I'm here to order your steps. Huh? So if you follow my direction, if you follow my leading, then you won't falter. You won't tremble. You won't even fumble. Yes, you won't fumble. And you will always be uplifted. And He reminds us that I'm with you. You are never alone. I'm with you. As I said that I would always be here, I am right here. And that's why you can talk to the Lord Holy Spirit. And it's so awesome to be reminded of this, that He's also comforting us and He's keeping us safe. And when you remember the book of Isaiah, for unto us a child is born, unto us the son is given, he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. When you're thinking about all of these, those are the characteristics. Those are who we see the Lord Holy Spirit to being. He's a wonderful counselor. I love the counseling of the Lord Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes you'd be crying, you'd be crying, and the Lord Holy Spirit reminds you of his word, and he says some words to you, and when you stand up there, you're smiling. You're like, Lord, I'm even wiping the tears away because you're faithful. He speaks into our lives, and so we are grateful for the Lord Holy Spirit being in our lives. He is so good. God is so good. He is so good, and he deserves our thanks. Even this morning, he deserves our thanks. Even in this season, he deserves our praises and thanksgiving. Even in this prayer, in this season, Nicolene Khodebe, hi my queen, how are you? And hello to family members everywhere. So we will be crossing over to Pastor Miriam Mashego, and she is talking about thanksgiving. We are giving thanks unto the Lord in this season. We are reflecting. We are looking back at where we've been in 2024 and how far the Lord has brought us. Some of us, we feared for our lives. Some of us feared for our jobs. And some even lost those jobs. And you were wondering how you were going to make it through. But you have made it through. Today's the 11th of December, 2024, and you have made it through. God has been faithful. He has been taking care of you, and he still continues to do that. Some of us have lost our loved ones. We have buried them. We never thought. I also buried people. I never thought they would be sleeping. I thought they would always be there. Sometimes the minds forget. The mind forgets that. We are not here to stay. We are not here forever. We will depart. And you put people in your heart and mind and everywhere and as though they will always remain there. And it's sad that some of them, we can only listen to the videos and hear their voices, listen to the messages they've sent through to us and hear their voices, but they are no longer with us. But God has kept you through it all. You thought you were going to lose your mind? Mm-mm. God has kept you in one piece. And so, he is a good God. He is a good Father. It's only good to give thanks unto the Lord who has kept you throughout the year.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.